This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
BFM 89.9, it is 5:39, and that was Jimmy Eat World with The Middle. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Sharmila. Shantanis of the News Desk joins us now for Keep in View. Today, it's a really interesting story. We're talking about closing the digital gap for the elderly when it comes to business. And this is coming from the Chinese government, which has asked for the country's websites and mobile apps to be redesigned so that they are easier to use for all age groups. Sean, how exactly are they doing this?
So China published guidelines requiring web pages and also mobile apps to carry out elderly-friendly modifications. I'll get to that in a bit. So they've been given time until the end of September to do this. And some of the changes that they want includes using bigger fonts and banning pop-up ads. I think this is for everybody, not just for the elderly. And they've also been told to avoid using buttons that trick older users into making downloads or payments. And this is a huge problem because a lot of people get duped by a lot of websites to make unnecessary clicks on buttons, or just they put like X button, but then when you click it, it's actually a download prompt, something like that. So another important change is to prominently display a button on home pages to activate what they are calling an elderly mode.
Sorry, just the idea of it. They need to make sure that people can find the button.
That's also another issue. You know. So we might have like night mode, elderly mode, what else? I don't know. So the move will target a first batch of about 40 apps and 115 websites, including the social media app of WeChat, Taobao, JD.com, other e-commerce platforms, and also news organizations, among others. And all these sites who make these changes will actually receive an official web accessibility label, which will be valid for 2 years. So this is like, I imagine this label to be like those signage boards you go when you walk into restaurants. They have like A, B, C, those kind of things. So I think it's something like that. And also they would encourage all these websites to adopt these changes. The companies can also earn points in China's state-run business credit system. So they are giving a lot of incentives. And that means that if they make satisfactory modifications, they could get all types of bonuses, from government subsidies to lower bank loan rates. And the campaign was started to basically improve internet accessibility for the elderly and also disadvantaged people, especially because of the spike in senior citizens using the internet. And last year, the number of digital users in China aged above 60 increased by 36 million just from March to June. And this is partly because of the pandemic.
I really like this initiative because I think that one of the big issues with digital is that we leave people behind, right? And not because they don't want to adopt it, it's because they sometimes find it difficult to. And digital literacy has always been a big concern, even before the pandemic. So it is really encouraging to see something being done about it. Let's look at what's happening here. Has Malaysia done anything to address this gap, so to speak?
So Malaysia did announce its own national digital economy blueprint at the start of this year, right? So this covers something they call digital inclusivity, and it mentions the My Ikrar program, which encourages volunteers to assist local communities, especially rural residents. But for now, at least, there's nothing specific, that's targeted towards the elderly. And there have also been, efforts to educate senior citizens about digital devices. For example, we have the Bengkel Technology Senior, which is run by USM Professor Dr. Tan Yun Yi. So if you look at it, none of these, seem like it's going to be enough. So Malaysia officially became an aging country, right? Last year, with about 7.5% of the population now about 65 years old or more. And we are predicted to be an aged society by 2044. So I'll be one of them at that time. So there has to be a more coordinated effort not to leave elderly people behind. So, for example, if we go back to China, the report that mentioned this story earlier, they quoted a 72-year-old Beijing resident who was sharing and lamenting about her life. In the report, she said that it's, you know, really stressful for her to visit banks, hospitals and airports because she doesn't know how to use things like ATMs or make appointments with the machines. And when she uses cash to pay at the supermarket, some of the cashiers can be a bit impatient. But then I see a totally different scenario here because sometimes when I go to KK Mart and people are using the Alipay app, other people get agitated that, you know, the machine is not working and like, just pay cash lah, something like that. So so in this report, like the elderly citizen also said that she has given up on mobile apps that ask her to agree to terms and conditions because she's scared to press, you know, she's scared of just pressing the wrong buttons. And she also said that the most important thing about these technologies is not the font size. The problem is she doesn't even know where to start, which is totally understandable and relatable. So it's not just a matter of whether, you know, you can use Facebook or not. When we talk about technology, maybe elderly people, old people, they're not using social media. What? It is not that, you know, we are minimalizing the situation. It is not just that. It's just about being able to go about your everyday life now that everything is going digital. And it also, I think, goes to all this My Sejahtera thing that people are unable to access and use it, you know. So a lot of things has to be done, at least in Malaysian context.
Actually, that My Sejahtera thing that you brought up reminded me of something. I've seen a number of people posting recently on Facebook, most of them older people, talking about how even the design of that app is quite misleading, right? I mean, that big... So a lot of people apparently instinctively tap on that square, thinking that's what you click to check in at places. Whereas what you're actually supposed to do is to go to the bottom and press on check-in. And not only that, you have to actually X out the main screen before you can sign up for your registration for your vaccines. And these are all just design flaws. But for people who are not used to using apps, I think it's very confusing.
Yeah, even for me also, it's quite confusing.
Yeah, so agreed.
I've gone to the Touch and Go app, which looks similar to the My Sejahtera app's thumbnail or just the design of the logo, and tried to scan things and just realize, this is the Touch and Go app. So it is
because of the color scheme.
The color scheme, right? So yeah. Even for me, it's so confusing. So I can only imagine how difficult it is for the elderly people.
So I'm thinking that actually elderly mode needs to go beyond the big font, right?
Yeah.
In my mind, elderly mode, if you activated that, so to speak, on a website, ideally it would create or provide you a simplified version of the website, right? Isn't that kind of what's ideal?
I think design from the start should accommodate everyone. And if they did that, we wouldn't need quote-unquote elderly mode because you're already thinking about how everyone is going to use your design and your various things, not just people who... I don't even know who they have in mind when some of these things are designed.
That's a fair point. So we're talking today about closing the digital gap for the elderly, particularly when it comes to business. And we're comparing in some ways what China has been doing, which is pushing out all sorts of incentives for websites and mobile apps to essentially be more inclusive, easier to use for all age groups, and what we've done here in Malaysia, where we have some ways to catch up. What would work? What could we incorporate, I think, into design in order to make it more inclusive for all ages? Share your thoughts. You can call us 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, and tweet us at BFM Radio. Sean, thank you very much for that Keep in View.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.